This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the Democrats had their debate. The time when you have a hog, you have to take off their naughty bits. The big male hogs. There comes a time when you do that. That time has come for the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Whew, that was a horrible debate. If you want to call Kamala Harris the winner of that debate, okay, fine. She beat up on an old white man. I mean, that's what happens every day in the real world. You know, some crazy little black youngster comes up and beats up some old white dude for what? Just being white. That's what Biden got beat up. Biden got beat up for just being white. A white racist Democrat, which is what they are. And here's what's funny. Nobody questioned Kamala Harris on the racism of the Democratic Party. Everybody that Joe Biden associated with, Eastland Stennis, all of them, everyone that he associated with was a Democrat. But she conveniently left that out. She conveniently left out who was anti-busing, who was pro-segregationist, etc., as she attacked Biden, because that was going to reflect on her. This is why I love these ironic hypocrisies of the left. This is why they will not beat Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it's KJRadio.com is where you can find us, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Post-debate blues. We had ourselves a debate. Everybody showed up late. There is no good news that came from this. I got a Democratic debate blues. And no solution to my blues. Oh, the Democrats have pack mules in a race with a thoroughbred. And sadly for them, the guy who should be their front runner on paper limps at the back of the pack. Now, people go, oh, Kevin, Joe Biden, he's the leader. You know, he's just getting his sea legs. I don't know what you think about Joe Biden. I'm telling you, I've said it. I said it how many times now? My producers... I've said it over 1,000 times. In here, I've said it 1,000 times. On the radio, I've said it dozens. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. 3-time loser. Here's some post-debate poll numbers. You ready? So this was Morning Consult and 538. Before and after the debates on Wednesday and Thursday suggested the support for Biden dropped by 10 points among likely Democratic voters when they were asked if the election were held tomorrow. Biden had previously enjoyed a healthy lead over other Democrats. The polling prior to the debates, which was conducted between June 19th and the 26th, suggested that Biden was supported by 41.5% of voters. As of that polling, Elizabeth Warren had 12.6%, Sanders had 14.4%. Biden slipped 35.4% after the first debate, 31.5% after the second. So Biden is now rock solidly down into the low 30s. Kamala Harris is the one who they believe has gotten the biggest bump. 31%. I said to you guys, I said, here's how you measure what's going on in this Democratic race and in races in general. Are you progressing? Joe Biden didn't have to knock it out of the park. He just had to hold his own. He just had to stay steady. Have you reflect on Donald Trump when he was on the up, you know, in the whole system here, and Trump was doing, you know, 23%. And Ben Carson, he wasn't even number one. It was like Ben Carson and others and whatever else, right? So then Trump, you know, it was Ben Carson and Trump and other people in the, you know, teens. Ted Cruz, maybe, whatever. And then suddenly, Trump jumps ahead, or he gets a little bit above Ben Carson when he started attacking Ben. And then, he stayed steady. 23, 24, 26, 27, 28. And as people would fall out, everybody was like, well, you know, here's what was funny. When Ben Carson fell out, people go, well, you know, the Ben Carson supporters are not going to go for Trump. Not the way he treated Ben Carson. And then Ben Carson drops out. Trump jumps up 5 points. Because Carson was a big, you know, big number at the time. It was dropping. Maybe it was down to 14-15%. But a big chunk of it went to Trump, and then it distributed with the others. And it was so diluted on the back end. But on the Trump end, it was like, whoa. So what I was noticing, and I'm sure many of you as well, was Trump kept going up. Little by little. Every time a candidate dropped out, Donald Trump would gain 2-3 points. And it got to the point of being significant. It went from the 20s into the 30s. And then they were like, well, he needs to get into the 40s. And then suddenly, boom, Trump's in the 40s. And then people are like, uh-oh. And that was when the Democrats said, we're in big trouble. Because their antidote to Donald Trump was Hillary Kankles Clinton. And Hillary Kankles Clinton is lazy. She was relying on the deep state swamp rats to carry her big fat buttocks over the finish line. And that's why she didn't campaign. And we could go into all the excuses she gave for losing. But that's why she lost. Donald Trump, on the other hand, said, I get it. The more I'm out there, the more people see me, the more we rally, the more numbers I get. So he was all over the place. Okay, all over the place. He was all over the place, too. He was all over the place, traveling in his own jet, you know, location to location, you know, getting these crowds, 20,000 people at a time, you know, go, woo, got other people looking. And that's what would happen. So let's go back to the Democrats. Let's go back to this debate. So these guys had their debate. Obviously, Biden and Bernie Sanders, they didn't talk about too much of how, because I think maybe Sanders and those guys slipped a bit. And I'm going to get into one other aspect of this, because there's Vegas odds on who is now the front runner for the Democrats that I find shocking. But it's not good news for the Democrats yet again. But after all this, ask yourself, the debate is over. Kamala Harris is the winner, finger quotes. When she goes somewhere, you think it's going to be a big crowd. Do you believe there's anybody in that group, that a breakthrough candidate, whatever, Elizabeth Warren supposedly is getting her sea legs. Do you believe any of them can do what Donald Trump does, can rally the troops? And the answer, folks, is no. I'll just answer for you. So there's good news for Donald Trump. There's good news for conservatives. Why? Because we are not looking at this through some partisan politics. We're looking at it for what's best for the country. Other news when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do not shoot the messenger is the messenger. I do not believe Elizabeth Warren on stage with Donald Trump beats him. And I think if we're honest with ourselves and we look harder at ourselves, I think a lot of people agree with me. And I also think when you can label somebody a socialist, 57% of this country thinks that word is un-American. I'm not saying it's fair. When he can blanket Elizabeth Warren as a socialist and he's on stage with her, the Democrats lose. I think she's delightful. I think she's wonderful. I'm a big fan. I just don't think she has what it takes to beat this president the same way, at least an idealized version of Joe Biden is. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. It's just facts. We got to get Trump out.
Johnny, you're in a safe space here. You don't have to keep telling us that.
Can
I just follow up on that, though, Johnny?
Yeah.
Who could beat Trump? And did you see anyone on that stage tonight that could beat Trump?
I'm still sticking with an idealized version of the Joe Biden we want, okay? If Joe Biden we want, and then you pair him with the right candidate, yes. I still, in my heart of hearts, don't see anybody on that stage tonight that would be Trump.
Let's just identify this for what it is.
And then we have Beto's.
Pure guesswork a year and a half away from the guess point.
Absolutely.
And so it has, and Donnie, I say this respectfully, zero value.
It's understanding human behavior. And no, I guarantee you, 90% of our audience agrees.
It's a wild guess. There's no science in it. There's nothing in it.
There's no science in it.
And no one can make it. You can put any name you want in the wild guess that you just made, and it doesn't make it true.
I'm understanding with Donald Trump, the way he connects with this country and the strength he exudes. We need to exude a stronger strength. It's not a policy discussion.
This is the pure guesswork section of the discussion.
This is a guy who's done this for 30 years and watched human behavior.
Well, there you have it. You have Democrats arguing over who's right. Can Trump beat all these guys with Donnie Deutsch, who, by the way, I have never, you know, I've rarely taken anything this guy says seriously, excuse me. And then you got Lawrence O'Donnell, who, I mean, hates Trump more than you can possibly know. And he's arguing, Donnie Deutsch, you're wrong. How could you possibly be right about this? Everybody knows the polling. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's essentially what Democrats are running on. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. What I'm explaining here is that inside the Democrat camp, you've got a guy who's a realist, Donnie Deutsch, saying, I watched that debate, and Elizabeth Warren can't do it. No, he's going, look, let's be true to ourselves. She can't do it. And did we talk about this before? Where essentially, Deutsch was also saying, it doesn't matter who we pick. Biden has to pick the right VP. Now, this was Deutsch saying this pre-Biden debate. He saw the first part of the debate and went, we got nobody. I can guarantee you, after the second part, where Biden got trounced by Kamala Harris. I mean, if you get beat by a black chick who slept her way into political office, you don't deserve to be president. Biden had nothing to say. Deutsch is talking about this, pre-Biden dropping 10 points overnight. Pre-Biden losing his biggest donors, his biggest bundlers, the people who helped Barack Obama get elected. Biden not being able to get Barack Obama to endorse him. Do I need to go on? Come on, y'all. Come on. Anyway, Kamala Harris, I don't know what the poll numbers are going to be for her. She may move up, but trust me, she ain't going to be it either. But here's what the Washington Examiner reported. Kamala Harris, who before the debate was listed as plus 800 or 8-1 in winning the Democrat nomination, is now the outright favorite at plus 250, in other words, 5-2. Joe Biden dropped a second on the list from plus 175 before the debate to plus 325. Warren, Buttigieg, and Sanders saw little to no movement. Julian Castro moved to the middle of the pack with his odds slashed from plus 5,000 or 50-1 to 2,500, 25-1. O'Rourke plummeted down from the list from 25-1 or 2,500 to 40-1 or plus 4,000. So the jockeying's begun. By the way, the other candidates, I don't even think they can give you odds on them. But that's your top candidates. Cory Booker wasn't even listed, and he won't be. Who's going to win this? Do you really think that the Jussie Smollett supporting Kamala Harris, if that is the best that the Democrats have, holy cow, I would be panicked. If you said to me, Kevin, you know, these are all Republicans. I mean, think about who ran in our race with Trump and Cruz and all them. But if you had said to me that we had a choice of the Democrat candidates and they had ours after their name, and our top candidate was now Kamala Harris, I would say to you, we are in huge trouble. Now, look, she got a. How long is she going to pull the race card? How long do you think that's going to work? Because let me tell you, all the other, I can't wait for her to pull it on Elizabeth. If Elizabeth Warren becomes a front runner, I can't wait to see what Kamala Harris pulls out of her bag of tricks for that. Folks, you're watching a feeding frenzy. And it started with Joe Biden. It was funny because they were like, well, everybody sort of treated Joe, you know, whatever. I'm like, I don't know who came up with this. They treated Joe with deference and respect and all this. Or they were going to, pretend he wasn't who he was because he worked for Barack Obama. Let me tell you something. They knew exactly what they were going to do to Joe. And I told you. I told you on this program multiple times, Joe Biden is not going to be the person that they pick. But here was what was worse. So, BetOnline also said that Trump's odds to win are the best since he won in 2016. So, despite the Democrat jockeying and all the things that went on, Donald Trump, he actually went up. His odds of winning improved after the debate, even after the Democrats finished all their jockeying, because... Now, and by the way, I don't know I haven't seen a poll yet. Maybe you guys could Google this for me real quick. Because remember they had the poll where all these guys were beating Trump? I would love to see those numbers now. Wouldn't you? I would love to see, and even the fake one, the fake poll. I would love to see that fake poll. The reason I want to see the fake poll is because look at any of the pundits, and they're telling you the Democrats performed horribly. Best night ever for Donald Trump, who wasn't even there, right? Had no reason to be there. And on and on. What do you think those polls would say? Let me tell you. They would still say each of those candidates that they said they could beat Trump could beat him. They would still say that Joe Biden has the best chance of beating him and whatever else. Because that's what the left wants you to believe. So now, let's see how it all plays out. Because I'm curious to see how Biden spins this thing. Because he is in deep doo-doo. Anyway, we got more to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. National Security Advisor John Bolton is denying a report that the Trump administration is considering accepting a freeze on North Korea's nuclear program. According to a report in the New York Times, the White House is looking at a deal where the North would stop producing new nuclear material in an effort to kickstart negotiations on denuclearization. The news comes a day after the president met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. In an interview set to air on Fox News on Monday, President Trump tells Tucker Carlson that he's optimistic about a trade deal between the United States and China.
We had a very good meeting. He wants to make a deal. I want to make a deal. Very big deal, probably, I guess you'd say, the largest deal ever made of any kind, not only trade. We got along very well. We understand each other.
That entire interview will air tonight on Fox News at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders plans to write a book about her time in the administration. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, things are already starting to heat up. But the action of the night, the thing everybody's going to be talking about, really started when Eric Swalwell took the first shot at frontrunner Sleepy Joe.
I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden. Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right. Student loan debt, pass the torch. If we're going to end gun violence for families who are fearful of sending their kids to school, pass the torch.
Vice President, would you like to sing a torch song?
I would. I'm still holding on to that torch.
That's right. Biden is not letting go of that torch. Even though that torch is really uncomfortable and told Biden that it does not like the way that he's holding on to it, he's holding on to that torch. And just, by the way, it was really funny because Swalwell tried to use the same torch line on Bernie later in the debate, which totally failed, right? Because it's not going to work on Bernie the same way. How are you going to tell him to let go of the torch when he invented fire? It's not the same thing.
That was Trevor Noah starting to make fun of the old Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Still talking about a little bit about this debate. I actually thought I was going to drop it here, but there are a couple of other things I want to cover. And here's Laura Ingraham, and she's talking about the Democrat debate, and she's got Frank Luntz on, the pollster, who, by the way, is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. I will never forget, I saw Frank Luntz on the night Barack Obama was elected president, and he looked like a little schoolgirl. He looked like Chrissy Matthews on steroids with the good feeling going up his leg. But here's what he had to say post-debate. Oh, wait, so we don't have the clip. Okay, no problem. We got it, but it was blank. Okay, so we screwed up. No problem. Anyway, so those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, we don't have the clip, but let me just tell you what Luntz essentially said. He said that the Democrats essentially blew it. And he went on to talk about how they, from a social, they're selling socialism, they're selling all these concepts, and they are so detached from the American electorate, it's really bad. Now, I saw him on CNBC, and he claims, and he maybe rightfully so, he says Kamala Harris had her breakout moment. But the other people were asking, okay, so she beat up on old Joe Biden. Good for her. What's she going to do on the national stage? How's she going to handle it nationally? The Democrats have a problem. They want to know who has the best capability, if you will, of beating Donald Trump. And they see that as Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is a first-time senator. First term, I think. What do they call it? First-term senator. She's got a terrible record of how she ascended into politics. Her mantra is helping illegals over helping regular Americans. So they're going to struggle. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. The Democrats, they don't have a candidate that isn't really going to struggle over this whole issue. I want to play a clip on that. We talked about this, but this one of their other things is they've been made no bones about it. They're going to tax us. And here's Bernie Sanders saying what he's going to do to the middle class.
You said you would have to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yeah. Raise taxes on the middle class, but at the end of the day, they're going to be paying less for health care than they are right now. If you're paying $15,000 a year for health care right now in premiums and in deductibles and out-of-pocket costs, and I raise your taxes by $7,500, you're $7,500 to the good. You say, thank you very much, Bernie. Let's not get into this Republican nonsense. The American people are smarter than that, and they understand that if we can do away with premiums and co-payments and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses, they will save money on health care.
You were standing next to Joe Biden. You're of the same era.
Why would the middle class want to have their taxes raised, and why would the middle class even want to have their private health insurance eliminated?
First of all, why would the middle class not want to continue to pay outrageously high premiums and have huge amounts of very high deductibles and co-payments? And why would the American people want to continue to spend almost twice as much per person on health care as do the people of any other country? Why would the American people want to pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs? We're going to cut the cost of prescription drugs in half. You think that's a radical idea? It is not, because that's what the rest of the world is paying.
Now, we talked about this earlier, and I ask you a question. There's a lot of things that can be offered for free. And I had this conversation with a French friend of mine, and she grew up in France, and she says, well, Kevin, in France, my education was paid for, my health care was paid for, etc. And I listened to her, I said, because she was trying to compare. And I said to her at one point, I said, with all due respect, you know nothing about the United States, the way we do things. But let's just go ahead and then let me hear you out. So she says, yeah, all my schooling was paid for. I think she's a nurse. She says her schooling was paid for, and she says her health care is paid for. So I asked her, I said, okay, well, great. So your schooling's paid for. I said, how much would your school, and she told me she pays, and I don't remember the numbers, but I'll tell you this. It was over $20,000 or $30,000 per year. I think it was $30,000 a year in taxes in France. And I'm not telling you she's making a ton of money, but she paid $30,000 a year in taxes. $30,000. So I asked her, I said, and she was probably 45. So I said, okay, let's just do the math. How many times you been to the hospital? She said once to have her baby. And I said, okay, so you went for your baby. And I think I even told her, can we break it even? Can we say that you paid $15,000 a year for health care and $15,000 a year for your education, for education? She says, yeah, no problem, you know, because we're just doing easy math. So she graduated when she was, let's just say, 25. So for 20 years, she's been paying $15,000 a year for education, $15,000 for health care. So I said, so in effect, you've got $600,000 in an account, and you spent enough to, I don't know what your education would have cost you, but let's say it would have cost you $50,000. Let's make it $100,000. There's $200,000 left over in your education account. Are you planning on going to any more school? She says, no. Okay. There's $200,000 there. You went to the hospital one time in 20 years. There's $300,000 there. You had a baby. Now, I don't know what it cost in France, but it's $20,000 here in the States. So you have $280,000 in that account. So if you take all the money you have in your account, which is almost $500,000 over 20 years, and you amortize that with an interest rate that's reasonable, are you really concerned about your health care? For the record, if there were insurance companies and you wanted to buy private insurance, don't you think that $500,000 would go a long way, given that it's in your bank account right now? And she's like, woo, 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 woo. And then I go, but now let's go into the United States. Let's compare. So in the United States, all your primary education is paid for. That's what we essentially promise you is the basic level of education. Now what the government wants us to tell you is you can get more education, and we should pay for it. Which, for the record, she knew that in France, there are people that don't get the best education. The people who get the best education pay for it. You don't go to the Sorbonne or, you know, there's a big technical institute over there as an ordinary school kid. You go because you have the best grades or you are part of the bureaucracy. You don't just get into those schools. But anyway, I said, in the United States, you can pretty much go to college. If you want to go to community college, it's pretty much paid for. I mean, for the amount of money that you charge, you could get it. There's all kinds of grants. That's number one. Number two, on our healthcare system, everybody's covered. No, they're not, Kevin. I go, yes, they are. They're not covered for wellness. And by the way, neither are you. Because if you go to your French system and you just want to do wellness stuff, unless you're going to take a day of your precious vacation, you're not going to get treated. It's going to take forever for you to get an appointment. And so she's just sitting there going, yeah. I know, yeah. It's like I'm doing conjecture here. I lived in France. I have friends in France. Four of my adopted kids are French. I know all about your system. I also know all about ours. I'd rather have $500,000 in the bank than continuing paying my taxes. And I said, now, ask yourself this. You have people in your country, just like you, that have never used your system or rarely use it, and you want them paying taxes. How many people in their 60s, she was in her 40s, how many people in their 60s, never going to school again, still paying outrageous taxes for school? I only gave her 20 years. What about the next 20 years? And what about the 20 years that, well, your health care? Okay, great. Again, I'd rather have insurance. I'd rather have my own insurance and let them deal with the numbers. I don't want the government doing it. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have a major problem. Major problem. A problem they flatly cannot overcome. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. They cannot overcome this problem. No matter what they do. They can fix all kinds of things. Within the Democratic Party, they can, you know, try to find better candidates, they can hone better candidates, they can prep them, they can do all kinds of stuff, but they cannot control this one thing that I'm about to tell you on the Kevin Jackson Show. And that is Donald Trump. See, they can impact all the other stuff. They've done their best to control Trump, and they failed. The coup failed. So now they jockey, and they're going to eat each other, and you're going to watch a feeding frenzy that, quite frankly, is long overdue. Democrats are exposing their racism in the past and present. It's not even, folks, we're not even close to being done. Not even close. It's going to get ugly. Biden's people think it's ugly now. But, you know, they had a bad debate. Kamala Harris thinks things are good for her. It's going to get ugly for her. I don't know if she is really the front runner, but if she is, she's about to find out. Oh my goodness, the crabs that live in the Democratic Party are vicious. She's going to get scooped up in the fishing trap. They're going to pull her back down. People are going to start attacking her for all kinds of things. Let me tell you, let me explain to you, the big league politics at this level is something that you better be so ready for. And Kamala Harris, she's been prepped and all that, but you can't be ready for everything she's going to face. Because, as I started this segment of the broadcast by saying, there's one thing they cannot control. That is Donald Trump. Wait until Kamala Harris gets her nickname. You see what I'm saying? Speaking of Trump, we didn't talk much about it today, but he was in at the G20. And he actually stepped across into North Korea, the first president to do so. He was in Asia. I was going to say trapped. I didn't mean to say trapped. He was in Asia at the G20, and he crossed over into North Korea. He is pursuing a denuclearization agreement with Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-un, who's now Kim Jong-dead. And Donald Trump said, yeah, I'll meet you across the border. Boom, steps across as a symbolic gesture that we're working together. Something that no other presidents that I can, since the Vietnam War or even before that. Nobody's gone in there. They call them the hermit nation, the North Koreans. Kim Jong-un called it an expression of his willingness to work towards a new future. I want you to remember, to reflect back on the dialogue going on between these two where Kim says, I got a button, and Donald Trump says, I got a bigger button. And everybody criticized, Donald Trump is a warmonger, he's going to do this, that, and Donald Trump says, no, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to have China take care of North Korea, and they're starting to do it. And when Donald Trump is unfettered, and it will be soon, I know you people don't believe me. I know you still doubt me out there, Carl. But Donald Trump will soon be unfettered. He's going to have the playing field cleared. It's going to be leveled. And he's going to be able to run with the football with no defense in front of him. That's how bad things are going to go for the Democrats. Because while they're debating and jockeying and jumping each other and criticizing each other for racism, and they're all racist as far as I'm concerned, while they're doing all that, what's happening is they are being dismantled. Internally, let me tell you, AG Barr ain't playing. It's about to get seriously ugly for the Democrats. So those of you that have, criticized Trump and talked about Russian collusion and all these other things are about to get a rude awakening. And here's what I want you to understand. The Democrats love that they're talking about the Democrat debate, even though it was horrible. They love it. And the reason they love it is they know the alternative. See, Donald Trump's at the G20, and he's negotiating trade deals that are going to build this economy and strengthen this economy. And he's also got a Justice Department now who's no longer full of deep state swamp rats who are about to crawl up the Democrats' rear orifices and start probing, if you know what I mean. There's a thing that came out that said there are a bunch of FBI people, CIA people, NSA people who are about to be indicted. It's about to go down. I don't have anything specific. I wish I could tell you guys, oh yeah, I got an insider or whatever. No, the only thing I have is intuition. I shared it with you before. I said the replacement of John Huber with John Durham is a huge deal, and it is about to pay dividends. You have Mueller, who's now agreeing to testify on the 17th, that in no way is going to go towards the Democrats. I want you to understand that should be what should be in the media cycle is not in the media cycle. You want to know why? Because of the Democrat debate. And as bad as it was, and you can Google it for yourself, the Democrats are happy that we're talking about it. As bad as a Kamala Harris being there, the pick would be, they're happy that people are discussing that. Do you really believe that the Democrat Party wants a rinse and repeat of Barack Obama light, particularly given the outcome of his policies, given what Donald Trump has been able to do to decimate that man? You think they want another light-skinned Negro, and this time it's another woman who got beat? Now Donald Trump gets to beat a black woman? Please. It's the last thing they want. Big money donors are not... You don't have to believe me. Big money Democrat donors are not backing Kamala Harris. Now, here's what I did say. I added this to the caveat of Joe Biden not being it. I said the Democrats will put somebody they don't give a crap about up there. Somebody who's willing to be the Dukakis or the Walter Mondale against Donald Trump. Somebody whose career is done. It's one and done. They're willing to put somebody up there. That's why I picked Buttigieg, because he's a weak little sissy boy, and it's easy to put him up there and say, hey, he had his shot, he's gone, he goes back to being a small town mayor or governor or whatever, but it'll be over for him. The same way Walter Mondale was a senator, he ran, he lost, he was in the wind after that. Nobody cared. Dukakis, psst, gone. They're looking for somebody like that. Somebody that can just, that ride it out. Fine. Now, the problem is, it's going to be like a Reagan Mondale, whoever Trump beats. Because Donald Trump, when he beat Reagan, when he beat Mondale, he served for 8 years. Donald Trump's only going to serve for 4, but whoever he beats, pretty much the career is going to end. So you better be careful if you decide you want to be that Democratic candidate. If Kamala Harris gets it and runs, and I kind of hope she does. I mean, it isn't like we're going to get a Republican senator in her district, but I hope she does run, because her Senate career, well, she'll declare, I don't know what they can do when they do. If she actually has to run for president, does she hold on to her Senate seat? Like, if I lose. But here's what I will tell you. She won't go all in on that Senate seat. And if it were a Senate seat that we could win, you could be guaranteed it would be ours after that, because she can't win. But somebody's going to be a sacrificial lamb. Anyway, let me go back to Trump stepping foot in North Korea. So, big deal. People downplay. They want to pretend that Donald Trump's foreign policy doesn't work, but it does. And now that he's initiated talks with Putin, and he can put them in the mix, it's going to get really interesting, because now you start playing around with Iran and Syria and the Russians, and Donald Trump knows what he's doing. And let me just tell you what he's going to do, for those of you who may be interested. He's going to use America's energy, our energy sources, and he's going to start putting in whatever infrastructure needs that there need to be in order for America to be able to displace Russia energy supply into Europe. And that'll be his bargaining chip with Russia. And he'll figure out how to give Putin what he needs in order to make things right for himself. But this is where we are. The G20. Let me tell you, I don't know what's going on at the G20. I haven't followed it. Not yet. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But here's what I can tell you. Donald Trump is kicking butt and taking names. You're not going to hear anything about it. The fact that he's the first guy to go to North Korea is a big deal. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had that feather to put in his headdress? They'd be touting it like crazy. Anyway, I got to leave it there. We'll talk tomorrow.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.